to help take it to another level. Amen. It's just amazing. And then the update is our one-year commitment Sunday will be next Sunday, March 1st, okay? Next Sunday, March 1st, we will be signing our one-year commitments as a prayer leader. As you know, prayer leader... 3 years, it's updated. So, 1 year commitments. But. Let them have their moment. Can I resume, Cynthia?
Yes, sir. You, go ahead.
Okay. Okay. All right. So 1 year commitment, March 1st, next Sunday. I will send you guys reminder emails throughout the week. If there's a prayer leader here that you notice isn't here, make sure that they know. And it's going to be an amazing, amazing Sunday. Amen. Amen. Well, Miss Ava, that's all that I have.
aren't you excited about the season we step into? Now, speaking of season, I'm going back to where we started back in September, October. Now, because when God put us on an assignment, see, that's the thing that you have to understand about an assignment. You stay with it until, you know, God moves you on, although most time things are always tying together. But I'm telling you, something changed when God got us on this prophetic praying. You know, you don't have to be super spiritual to see that. And that's what we want, but still, that's not all of it. But I know, so I just want to keep this before you, especially with this being a prayer leaders meeting, because I hope you're paying attention when you go back to your groups. You know, you don't have to hop all over the place. You know, you don't have to pray about everything in the Bible. You just have to pray where the finger of God is. And so that's what I'm trying to convey to you and, you know, teach you here. So in this book by Perry Stone, This Season of Angels, and I told you the story how I came about this book, but he gives this little excerpt here that I'm going to read. John 5:4 tells of a beautiful water source located near the Sheep Gate in Jerusalem where an angel bringing healing would occasionally manifest. You know, Pastor Rick gave us a beautiful, deep analogy, a teaching on that. John wrote that an angel appeared at a certain season. The word for season here in the Greek is kairos, a word used to indicate a specific season of opportunity that is also a set moment in time. Or you could say in the Hebrew, a moed. You know, Ms. Billy taught us about a moed. It's a designated time. It's a moment. It's an appointment. And for every appointment and season, there's an anointment. Amen? And so the scriptures teach us that there are times and seasons which God has placed within his own power. Prophetic signs indicate the world is entering the season that identify as the time of the end, which releases the most significant prophetic seasons since the death, the birth, the resurrection, and ascension of Jesus. Biblically, there have been numerous prophetic seasons, including transitions. Now, have we seen transitions of what? Including transitions that change the world. We have stepped into that season, and there will be transitions that change the world, but the body of Christ is going to be calling the shots if we'll stay right where God told us to, if we would pray, if we would believe God, that it's prayer and prayer, really prayer alone. So, but we're going to pray today. I know I'm preaching to the choir, but so we're going to still pray over Pastor Terry in this Australia trip. No, in this prophetic place. Now, I would be amiss if we prayed today and I didn't take you back to this other word here from Pastor Terry. I think it was more tongues interpretation or prophetic inspiration back when she delivered this in October of 2003. And she talked about what our assignment was as a part of this church and this ministry. So, she said, there are signs of the coming of the Lord, and these signs are pointing us to be prepared for that coming. In preparation for his coming requires a higher level of spiritual awareness and sensitivity to what the Spirit is saying to the church. And what prepares us other than over here and in the Spirit? In the Spirit. I was listening to Lynn Hammond last night and this morning, and she was talking about being in the Spirit, and she was talking about how when they would pray with Brother Haverson, remember Brother Haverson, you heard Miss Billy talked about him, how he was such a praying man, and how that they would be praying, and, you know, he'll get over in that place, you know, where heaven and earth are coming together, and she would go up, and he would grab her hand because he was wanting to take somebody with him in that place in the Spirit, and she said, after a while, he just throw her on the floor because she can't get over there. And I'm sure if you know how that is. I know how that is. Now, I'm not saying I pray in the same place he does, but it's so frustrating when you're praying and you want somebody to go over there with you and they can't. So I understood why he threw her in the floor. And but she said, but when they would get to that place, she could always tell. She said, it's like God just take over your tongue or something. And she said, it would be just like crossing over a log, crossing over into one place to another. And she said, and when he got to that place, he will say this every time. Oh, dear God, please let your people know that in this place is where all the answers are. In that place, in the spirit. In the spirit is a real place. And so this time that we're in this prophetic place, this prophetic season, God has opened up a place for us. But what happens in those places, you have to get over there and work it. You have to work in the spirit. It's just like, you know, you have to build. You have to build in the spirit. You know, and we are in a season of building. God told us when I was in Brazil, he said, we have entered into a prophetic season of building. And the prophetic is what it's what give definition to it. You know, when you're building, you know, you have the blueprint, you know, and but then sometimes we just get the blueprint and we think that's all it is. But then you have to build on that. It has to take form and shape. And you do that by praying, and I want to say majorly prophetic praying. Now, I'll read this again, what Pastor Terry said. I'm continuing. So it requires a higher level of spiritual awareness and sensitivity to what the Holy Spirit is saying to the church. She says now, we have to be more alert in this place, in this church, in this ministry, as we are assembled together because of the calling that's on this ministry and thus this church. It is a ministry called to not just touch the prophetic. See, I've touched the prophetic, and it's awesome, but that's not enough. It's not called to just experience the prophetic. We've experienced the prophetic, but that's not enough. It's not just called to have moments of the prophetic like we do, but that's not enough. She said, but instead, it's to have a steady and constant force. See, that's prophetic. Something comes with this, a spiritual force that lowers the mountains. That's a spiritual force that make the crooked straight. That's a spiritual force that make the rough places smooth. And it begin to change and rearrange. Yes, yes. And she says, to have a constant and steady force and delivery of the prophet's anointing. And that's what I'm looking for Australia. For that delivery we'll have, like Brother Hagin said, would come with such accuracy. You know, would come with such pinpointness, pinpoint accuracy. And she says, your place here, though it is on many levels and multidimensional, a great portion of your calling here, now listen to this, is to aid and assist this prophet's anointing or the prophet's ministry. But listen, aid and assist the delivery of it. If we stop there, that's awesome. But she went on, not just to the delivery of it, we are to aid and assist the function of it. Well, that's great, because if you have to aid and assist the function of it, there has to be a functioning of this anointing to be able to bring about the plan of God in the earth. But then there's an operation of it we have to aid and assist. But then we don't want to stay at one level in this prophetic anointing. We want to increase, so she says, in the increase of that anointing. And so the distribution points, if you will, where we aid and assist this for it to have an optimal, you know, manifestation is prayer. That's what aid and assist the delivery, the function, the operation, and the increase of this prophetic anointing. And it's by people like yourself, leaders coming together to give of the spirit of your supply. Now, I'm quoting Pastor Terry from years ago. The prophet's ministry is the tactical tool of the Holy Ghost. So I saw that in my spirit, that one part of, you remember the Lord told us last year that we are to unite with the objective and the calling and assignment for Australia. We are to unite with this anointing. We are to unite with Pastor Terry's calling as a prophet. We are to unite with her assignment now into Australia. Amen. We are to unite with it. And one of the things that I saw in the spirit this week, I saw that tactical tool that would go out of her mouth now. And it would, and you know, like Jeremiah said, you know, God said, now I put words in your mouth. But I didn't just put words in your mouth and then and not see. I love God because he's very, very definite. You know, he's very purposeful. And so he said, now, Jeremiah, listen. I have put my words in your mouth. Amen. Yes. And he says now, but the words, there's a reason I put them there. Yes. They have an assignment. Yeah, yeah. And one of the assignment of these words is, let me just read it, because I don't want to misquote it, because you have to understand, this is real. And God is serious about this thing called prayer. Yes. He's serious about this thing called prophetic praying. Yes. And so because he's serious about his plan in the earth. Now let's go to Jeremiah. He says now, verse 9. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. So this is why I put them in there. But they have an assignment. They are going to be the tactical tool of my spirit. And they're going to go out once they're released from a prophetic place. They're going to go out and they're going to give you some dominion. They're going to give you a dominion. He says, you will have oversight over nations. Oversight. And over nations. Oversight over kingdoms. And another word for kingdom is realm. So you see the execution then is on a spiritual level. Nations, oversight over nations is on a spiritual level like that of Daniel. Daniel ruled Babylon from his oversight over the nation. And so he said, okay. And so now I gave you oversight of nations, you know, our kingdoms. And so with these words, here's what they are going to do. They are going to root out what I didn't plant. They're going to pull down what I didn't build. They're going to destroy that's not of me. But then guess what? There is a multi-dimensional function of these words. Because it's not, these words can do like God. God's word can be everywhere just like God is everywhere. Because God and his word are one. And these so they're not confined, you know, to some finite dimension. Okay? So he says so, but these words, all the while they are pulling down, all the while they're uprooting, all the while they're destroying, now they're going to build. They're going to build something for me. They're going to build, first of all, a abiding place for me. In my body, and then they're going to build in that a prophetic place so my words can go forth and change and rearrange so I can move the body along, because this is end times. Now, remember, we stated that in scripture, if you study it, before the first coming of the Lord, I used to say there was a prelude of prayer. But as I look closer at the scripture, as Kelly was saying yesterday, Kelly Copeland, you know, there's this, God just unlayering his word. So as I studied closer, there was a prelude of prophetic prayer happening before the first coming of the Lord. And so just like there was a prelude of prophetic prayer before the first coming of the Lord, then there is a prelude a prophetic prayer just must go out and prepare the way for the second coming of the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Now,
these words, they're going to build and they're going to plant. And that is the prayer is the vehicle where we make room for this amazing dynamic operation or prophetic direct dynamics, if you will. And so I want us to pray for utterance. I want us to pray, you know, yes, for the utterance that, for words. Words that will do what these God just told us in Jeremiah. But I, you know, I told you last week, and I'll repeat it, but I'll make it shorter. 2014, actually it was October, I have my notes here from it. I was in a church in Tulsa. And the pastor there had asked me to teach his Bible school, kind of like a Bible school thing. Well, I already knew then when I had to get over my teaching part, remember? The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the bed. I'm a preacher and I'm a teacher. But so I like to preach, you know, because that's all, woo, you know. But I like to go back and forth from teaching to preaching. And I don't like no rules on me. I just like to do it. But I knew, but he didn't tell me what to do in the school. He said, whatever God tell you. But, you know, I got sense enough to know I'm not going to go in there when he wants, it's a school. So the Lord impressed me to get in my teaching part. And so I did. So I, that Sunday, though, we had a mighty move of God in that church. So as my friend Ela would say, I laid hands on everything that moved that Sunday. I mean, it was awesome. We had a Holy Ghost blowout. And so I was exhausted. But I thought, oh, you know what? I have all day Monday because I don't speak again until Monday night. So I told you the story. I'm lying there. I didn't get to sleep till after 1 o'clock. Now it's 3 o'clock and I'm awakened. And I thought, what? Really, God? Really? And so and I said, well, what do you want me to do in the school? Something like that. And he said, teach on utterance. And I said, oh, cool. I can go back to sleep. I can teach on that with my eyes closed. He said, get up. So I did. And he began to give me further. And he told me, he said, because I pray for utterance all the time. I told you how that seed got in my heart when I started coming to the conventions in the 90s. Every time I went to a pre-service prayer, Pastor Terry turned to Ephesians 6:18. Like Brother Copeland said, got to a point where our Bibles just fell open there. You know, our Bibles just fell open there. And so I thought to myself, if she's praying for utterance for her dad, I'm going to start praying for utterance for she and Pastor George. And that was the beginning of them. They came to me, I think Miss Annie is here, and asked me would I lead a group praying for pastors. That's how this all started. But ever since then, every time I met in that group, I prayed for utterance. Now, we prayed for other things, but I learned something. So in this particular meeting in Tulsa, the Lord spoke to me. He said, you can never pray for utterance too much because there's so much unveiling and revealing in here in this word. So the three things that he pointed out, he said, I want you to talk about utterance with these, emphasizing these three elements, revelation, supernatural knowledge, and prophecy. And so, revelation, the word revelation means to remove the veil or covering, exposing to open view what was before hidden, to make manifest or reveal a thing previously secret or unknown. Okay, now I want to talk about the prophecy element of it. Prophetic utterance bring about prophetic revelations. Now, let me see that little statement that God gave me back in December about this. Let's see if I can find it. Because it goes along with what I'm talking about. Is it hot in here or is it just me? Okay. Somebody do something. The prophetic revelation. Okay. This goes along with it. The lack of, he told me, he said, the lack of prophetic plan creates a blind side that we cannot afford in church leadership.
Wow.
Creates a blind side. Blinkados. You want me to say it again? Well, with Charlotte, 87, so I have to do what she says. The lack of prophetic praying creates a blind side that we cannot afford in church leadership. So he says, one of the elements of this utterance that it brings about prophetic revelations and prophetic direction by the Holy Ghost. Prophecy always include revelation. The prophet's anointing always include revelation. Because, you know, you're never going to exhaust revelation because God is inexhaustible. And he says, revelation that brings about supernatural knowledge where you can begin to see and know in the past, the present, and the future. We think we know the past, but we don't know the past like we can know the past. And why would we want to know the past? A lot of things in the past will help us going forward in the future, but you got to have revelation knowledge to be able to put it together. He says, utterance always, when it's prayed on the on a higher level, and I add it to these notes, on a prophetic level, always open doors. Why did Paul say, and pray also for me that a door of utterance might be open to me? And let me read some of the things utterance mean, then we're going to pray. Because it's not just the words. It's all of that word carries, the operation, the divine energy of that word, if you will. Where is it? One of the things utter means to give audible expression to speak or pronounce. Listen to this. To give forth cries, notes of the spirit, and expressions. With a voice, to sigh. Utterance. So we are wanting the highest order of utterance for this Australia trip. The Lord said, unite with the objective and unite with the calling that I placed upon her. So we're going to unite over in the spirit in a prophetic place. To perpetuate, to open a door of utterance that includes every level of expression, the articulate cries, the notes, the tones, whatever God needs for that assignment.
Break stambre a caprape tokra. Break a schlapper hokara bataska. Kurepa shako tokora baba. Tell Lord to come. Zeklek lupreke shalabata. Break a takale mosokora bako tokoba. Yeah, karashoko toka brakada. Zelaboko shekete le katala. Zekla, come on, koramo, let's go now. Come on, reke sheke popohora. Rebako sheketa. Reke boraba kasata. And today I feel impressed to pray over the service. And I believe that was going to be a rako sheketa. That's going to be a door open to us today in the Lord that we hadn't had heretofore. I saw it this morning. I saw a door open to us in the Lord. It was on a platform of the miraculous that we haven't seen heretofore. So reko sheketa shabla. Break a
You can flow, and what you're gonna get, then you'll know. Oh, the eye. Oh, he'll put his eye in you. The eye of the Lord. Oh, the eye of the Lord. Oh, the eye of the Spirit of God. That you will have an eye. The eye he will give you. You have eyes to see. There is the eye of the Lord that will see and know. See and know. See. Stand and see. If I shall not bring it to pass, see it. See it. And then you know.
Regina, next place, a higher place. Go a higher place now.
She's your builder.
Yes.
From the ground. You build it. You build this kingdom. You build it.
Prophetic building. Prophetic building.
So you ask for it, shego dogo, and the place of knowing now is not like when you go in and you know something, you come out. You ask for that place of the spirit, and there's a place of the know. There's a place of the known where everything is known, and he knows. There's a place in him. The place of the know. You know, they say people, they're in the know. But you've asked for it. And it's not a place to stop trying. Let everybody go. But you can't wait no more. You can't wait anymore. The teacher is gonna be Ureshtiani. But you can't wait anymore. I'm a Messiah, so much. Oh, Messiah. So we're going to send the teacher over. We're sending you over. We're sending her. You push her. We push her up to the place of the no. The place of the no. The place of the no. You will know. And you'll be in the place of the no. He knows.
Going to explode. The yes. gift of faith. The gift of faith. Yes. The gift of faith is going to flourish. Flourish in La Praia Rosunda, La Praia Rosato. Portals have been opened. Rooms in the spirit have been opened. There is a flourishing now. La Praia Rosa. The spirit of faith and the word of knowledge. The length, the breadth, the height, and the depth. Dimensions. Go in. Dimensions. Go in. Taking the corporate anointing with you wherever you go. You shall be a forerunner of this thing to come. You shall be a forerunner, and you shall write it down. There are words that are going to be written now. Broad, the depths, sounding the depths. The depths now, sounding the depths of God now, sounding and writing, arebrila, alabrora, alebrera, dimensions. Angelic aid. Aruropa hasta. Alohota. Oil. Ebra de Roshuka Batakaya. Ora
Catch him up. Oh,